and welcome to this week's episode of Married with Movies. I'm one of your hosts, Samantha Mullet. Sitting next to me on the couch is my other host and your beautiful husband, Chris Mullet.
Your mom is really bad at this.
I said something wrong.
Yep. We've done this almost 500 times, and here she is, still not able to remember the same damn words over and over and over again. Who am I speaking to?
Jillian Eliza Mullet.
We are joined today by our lovely daughter, Jillian. Hi, Jilly. What do you want to say to the folks listening out there?
I just want to say that I hope that everyone is happy to who they are and what they do and how they live their life, because I love that.
Jilly, that's like the best thing that anyone's ever said, ever.
Jilly, that's a better contribution to this show
than your daddy's done.
Your mom has ever said that's about not any true. Movie.
I came up with the mullets, man.
You just came up with an award show that just named that this is our last name.
Yeah.
Good, clever. How are you, kiddo?
Good.
You're good. What you doing right now?
Eating rock candy.
You're eating a big-ass piece of rock candy. So your mouth is covered in, like, just red gunk.
Sugar.
Yeah, so I'm surprised you're not bouncing off the walls with all the sugar right now.
Yeah.
Well, don't start doing it now. So this is a little bit different than what we normally do, usually. Samantha and I are married, and we...
We're not usually married. Usually we... It's only us as a married couple, because the show is called Married with Movies, not Married and Children in Movies.
Correct. That would be the podcast that goes over the Fox television show Married with Children, and they just happen to watch movies while they do it.
That's
weird. You can't.
Jilly, do you want to just... Jilly, can we fire Mommy from this? If you want to start watching a movie with me every single week, and we just talk about it instead? You want to watch scary movies and cool movies and bad movies for you? And then Mommy can just go do anything else. Are you ready for that?
Look, she's not even talking. I'm still a better co-host. So you can shut up.
Why do all the women in my life not talk on a recorded medium in a timely fashion?
Because we do enough of it when we're not being recorded.
So, this week was Sam's nominated movie, which ended up being B-movie. And Jillian, it's one of Jillian's favorite movies right now.
Yeah, it has bees that talk. Oop, I just spoiled it.
No, I think people know that Bee movies about bees that talk.
Yeah, Jilly, you're fine, baby. You could spoil it on this show.
So Jillian wanted to talk about it, so we're going to do things a little bit differently here. We are going to let Jillian talk for a few minutes about the movie, and we're going to ask some questions. And then we'll get into Sam and I's unfiltered thoughts about the movie, which are going to probably be pretty different than Jillian's. Because I will say, Jillian, that I thought this movie was totally okay, but I wasn't the biggest fan of it. That's just my opinion, but we'll get into that when Mommy and Daddy are able to talk when you are in bed. But, normally, at the start of the podcast, we talk about stuff we've been watching lately, so I wanted to ask you, what stuff have you been watching lately that you've really enjoyed?
Well...
That's not B-movie.
I've enjoyed the Casagrandes movie based on the show.
Okay. Casagrandes movie. Very good.
What else?
And I've really liked... A couple days ago, I started watching two new movies called Hotel Transylvania and Hotel Transylvania 2,
mm-hmm.
and they were actually really, really good.
You like those? Them? You know there's like four
there's like
of them.
There's three or four of them, yeah.
Did you
recognize the voice? So is it Dracula, the main vampire? Is his name just Dracula in the movie?
Yes.
It's Count Dracula.
Count Dracula.
Yeah, Count...
So do you know...
Show some respect!
Major Dracula, whatever.
Count Dracula.
Do you know who does the voice of Count Dracula?
No.
He's the actor's name is Adam Sandler, and Adam Sandler is the voice of who?
Leo.
Yeah.
That's right.
Adam Sandler did a lot of movies when Mommy and Daddy were your age that you can watch when you're older, because we shouldn't have watched them when we were your age.
That's true, yes.
I mean, you know, it's mostly fine. Cool. Well, very, very good. Well,
awesome. Anything else?
Anything else you've been liking? Jillie, what do you not like? What is something that you've watched that you're like, I don't want to watch this anymore? Because honestly, I can't think
nothing.
Of...
Nothing! Right. I love watching TV!
I know you do, but like, at some point, you have to have standards. You have to have...
Why? You didn't.
Yes, I did. There were stuff I didn't like when I was her age. I didn't like Little Nemo Adventures in Slumberland.
I didn't mean it like that, buddy.
I didn't like Babe. Oh, I'm talking about buddy. Marrying you? Yeah.
Daddy is just so
sorry,
crazy.
I'm a little unnerved. That AJ Styles wrestling buddy is still just staring directly at
me. I know, and it's been propped up on this couch. It has scared all three of us the last 2 days, and none of us move it.
I was going to move it when we picked her up. And be like, I didn't move it, but now I can't do that. So, Jillie, woman, you saw B-Movie for the first time when? Or where? Was it at summer camp?
The third day of summer camp.
Oh, so it's been about almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice. And you really, really like B-Movie, right?
I loved
B-Movie.
So tell us about it. Why do you love it?
It's just because I love nature and I love flowers. And flowers have pollination. And pollination makes bees and nectar and honey. And
in some way.
Some way, I like bees except for their stingers.
Right. You know, Mommy and Daddy have both never been stung by bees. Just like you've never been
knock
stung
on
by
wood.
Bees. So nobody knows if we're allergic or not. So we always have to be careful around bees.
Mm-hmm.
So you
because
like...
Because me and Mom are allergic to nature, so we might be allergic.
Yeah, we're allergic to nature.
No,
that's
no,
why we
baby,
don't go outside.
Baby,
no, it's because we
mom's
have...
just lazy.
No, because we have our allergies.
Sure.
That's why I always take allergy medicine in the nighttime.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly.
So you like the movie because of the nature. What do you think of, like, the story and, like, the plot of the movie?
What's the plot of the movie, Jillie?
Yeah, tell us what happens in B-Movie so Mommy and Daddy don't have to talk about it when you go to bed.
Well, so there's these bees, as you already know, since it's called the B-Movie.
Just B-Movie.
Let her do her own thing, Dad.
Go ahead.
Let her do her own thing. All right, keep going. So it's about bees, and then what happens?
Okay. So, what? Yay, I can't wait to talk about this with you.
So go on, talk.
Well, it's 8:15, so hurry up.
So,
stop, don't look at the time. Don't look at this. Look at Mommy and tell me what it's about.
So it's about these bees, as you already know, because it's called Bee Movie. And they have, like, jobs, like, stirring
the honey.
Uh-huh.
And
making the honey,
like, going out to fly and get the pollen.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's called pollen jobs. And
uh-huh.
The main bee, Barry B. Benson,
uh-huh.
Barry B. Benson.
What
Hi,
about
Barry
him?
Benson. Accounts, Malloy. It's a great Mad Men joke. That's just for rip. Go on, Jillie, sorry.
And... he wants to be a pollen job really, really badly. But his family wants him to be a stirrer. So he tries to sneak out on the day they pick their jobs and go out to
explore the world.
What the world's like out of the hive. And then he loses the pollen job pack. And then he flies into a home with a lot of people who don't like bees. The whole family didn't like a bee, except for one, named Vanessa. She's a florist.
Mm.
So she saved the little guy right when her husband was trying to kill him with winter boots because he was allergic.
Mm.
So she saved him, put him through the window, and then a bee law that's inside the hive has never talked to humans, but he... talked to her.
Oh, wow.
Say thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's what it's about.
Nice.
And well, then he fell in love with her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then...
and then they do a big adventure because all the flowers are dying because
he found out that humans have honey. They like to eat honey and take honey, and so then he sued them, the humans, and he won, and he got the right to all the honey, and then they didn't have to make honey anymore, and then all of the flowers died.
They were wilting.
Wilting, and they were dying, and they went on an adventure.
Uh-huh.
And then what happened at the end?
He became a pollen drop, and all the flowers were safe again. Yay!
And yep. He also opened up.
And he opened up a florist shop with Vanessa.
And he's like an attorney for other animals to
help them fight for their rights.
Fight for their rights in the human world.
Yeah.
So
what was your favorite part of the movie?
What's your favorite scene in the movie?
My favorite scene is probably when, he's, inside the honey pool and, there's, this scene with, the plane.
Talk to Mommy. Tell me.
With, the plane and...
Okay. Who do you think is the best character in the movie?
Yeah, if you had to pick, who the MVP, the best part of the movie is, who would you
say? The best character in the movie, babe.
I think it's Vanessa.
You like Vanessa?
Because
she's the girl?
No! Because she's actually a florist, and that's what I want to be when I grow up.
You want to be a florist? I thought you wanted to be a scientist.
Jillian.
Or a singer.
A scientist that studies flowers, so basically a scientist florist.
But I thought you also wanted to be an astronaut and a singer.
And a wrestler.
And a wrestler.
I want to be a lot of different things, okay? Yeah, I'm busy!
You gotta pick... busy is a bee!
That's been all for this week's episode.
So, Vanessa was your favorite part of the movie? Was your favorite character?
Who was your least favorite?
Yeah, if you had to pick a character that you didn't think did a good job or wasn't very funny or good, who would that be?
Well, I'm thinking the mom and the dad because they didn't have, that many parts. But I'm just saying because they didn't really, show up a lot of the times.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to see, someone, who had, a lot of parts. Who was, one of the main characters.
Gotcha. Well, it's very interesting, Jillian. I will say, not to spoil it for people that are going to listen soon, but I agree with you on one of those two cases. With either MVP or LVP. And Mommy and Daddy, you're going to talk about it in a little bit. Was there any scene or anything about the movie that you didn't like?
Well,
besides Barry's parents?
The scene that I really didn't like was
Look him up.
Tell me.
Yeah, because the microphone's over there.
Because
what didn't you really like?
I didn't really like, just... Well, the thing that I didn't like was that there was, a lot of little, details that I really want to be inside it, and I thought would be better inside the movie.
Okay.
That weren't in there.
So it didn't expand enough on some of the plot points for you?
Uh-huh.
Like what?
Like Barry's talking to the cow.
Or at the end?
Oh, at the end?
Because it's only cream, milk, and cheese. But they didn't show the cheese. They only showed the cream and the milk.
Oh, I see.
So I wish they could have, added, cheese, her holding the cheese or something.
Gotcha.
Got it.
I thought you were talking about the fact that there are so many random voice actors and cameos in this movie that are beified or even just humanified. But, again, that's not for you to talk about. That's about what Mommy and Daddy are to talk about. So if you had to give this movie a score.
From 1 to 10.
From 1 to 10, what would you give this movie? 1 being, it's the worst movie you've ever seen in your entire life. It's garbage. I hate it. To 10 being, it's perfect.
There's nothing you change.
And it's the best thing I've ever seen.
10,000 out of 10.
Well, I said 1.
Okay, so 1 to 10, what do you think? Like a 7?
10.
You're giving it a 10?
Yeah, 10 out of 1. 10 out of 1.
Gotcha.
Okay. 10 out of 10.
All right, we're not going to count that.
Okay, Jilly. Jilly, we need to talk about your
taste. But it's okay because you're just one that's going to get better. Trust me, Mommy and Daddy have plenty of movies that we liked when we were your age. Don't look at me like that. What do you look at me like that for?
Jillian, in the grand scheme of things, this is not a 10 movie. I think you know that. I'm what? Sorry. This is not a 10 movie. This movie's not a 10.
It's a 10 to her.
Leave you gave her Sing a 10. Did you like this just the same as you like Sing?
She loves everything.
Once? Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's animated. I give it a 10 out of 10.
Oh, anything that's animated, you give it a 10 out of 10.
Well, that's not very subjective. Or, no, objective. I don't know what words are anymore.
Julie, don't wipe it on the couch!
Did you just try to wipe your sticky hand on my couch?
Here, no, here's a tissue. Here's a tissue.
Freaking tissue, you animal! Are you done? Anything else you want to say about the movie?
Anything else?
Ask me questions.
Open-ended question. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to say?
You. Anything else?
Nah. About the movie.
No? All right, say goodbye to everybody then. Also, you need to go to bed.
Jillian, it's bedtime.
We
told
you it was only going to be like 10, 15 minutes, and it's been how long?
16 minutes.
See, it's even longer.
What are your final thoughts?
Anything you want to plug?
Well, I just want everyone to know that I want them to please watch the B-movie and really have harmony all over the world. And please, please, please stay safe and always watch out for bees. And always make sure that the flowers are blooming.
Perfect. Anything you want to say to Bryson? And we're back here on Married with Movies. Jillian is asleep, so now we can talk about B-movie. Oh, we got to read the box.
Oh, yeah.
Almost forgot. Vamp for 15 seconds.
I mean, I'm kind of glad that we told Jillian she could do some so she feels a part of it. But man, she just...
She's got better than you. I know.
No discernment whatsoever.
Like, we briefly talked about it when she was here, but like I did, like I specifically remember telling my mom, like, I don't like this. And she does, like, when she doesn't like something, she'll say, like, I don't like this. Can I watch something else? But it's very, very rare.
And it's hardly ever animated. It's like,
yeah,
you know, it's like the stuff we want to watch. She's like, I don't want to watch it.
Because it's not her own stupid, it's not a fucking B-movie. So I think it's your turn to read B-movie.
It is my turn to read, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
No, there's something on the front.
Oh, there is. I didn't see. Sorry.
That should be part of it now. If you miss something.
No.
If you're blind.
That's not fair. Mm-hmm. You can only see out of one eye. That would be a disadvantage for you. B movie is an A, says Gene Shalit today.
That's the most Gene Shalit used to, I think...
Gene Shalit used to be a B.
No. You don't know who Gene Shalit is?
I don't care
who I'm going to pull up a picture. So I know Horatio Sanz used to do an impression of, and I think others did as well. He was like the New York Times or the Today Show?
No, Today.
Film Today. Critic? Oh, yeah. Duh.
Today.
That's this fucking guy. I'm Gene Shalit. B movie is an A. And it's like, oh, fuck
I'm
this
Chris
guy.
Mullet. No. I like calm salad.
Don't you dare. Yeah, there's Horatio Sanz. Don't you dare compare me to Gene Shalit. He looks like Captain Lou Albano and Bob Ross had a baby and then they peed on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Read that.
Okay. Hilarious honey of a movie.
Says Gene Shalit.
Says Gene Shalit. No. Jeffrey Lyons, NBC/Real Talk.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Gross.
Everyone is buzzing for B-movie, the hit comedy from creator and comic icon Jerry Seinfeld. Ambitious young worker bee, Barry B. Benson, that's a mouthful, soars out into the world with the high-flying pollen jocks in search of nectar and adventure. Jillian was fairly accurate.
Yeah.
But when he breaks one of the cardinal rules of beedom and speaks to humans... Barry sets off an unbelievable chain of events that proves even a little bee can make a big difference.
Cool. I've avoided this movie like the plague.
Which is part of the reason why I nominated it.
For not 20 years, but close to it.
Yeah, I just really wanted to make you suffer. That was the main goal here. Because I could tolerate it.
I'm not a Seinfeld person. I've never watched a full episode of Seinfeld in my
life.
You're just
weird. You're just weird. Some really classic... Maybe it's the Jewism, you know?
It is. And my mother is not into that, so it just wasn't in the house. Mixed with... This is DreamWorks, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So DreamWorks Animation has a certain, you know, vibe to it, especially like...
Old DreamWorks this, does,
not old, too. Like, old DreamWorks is like Shrek and stuff, which Shrek is amazing. But right. But once you get into, like the late aughts, like, DreamWorks stuff, it becomes, like, a certain, like, twinge for it. So, and the only thing I really knew was that, you know, it was a big deal that Seinfeld, like, wrote this, along with, like, three other fucking people. But, like, it was the first time he'd really done a movie. I think it's the first time he's written a movie... until the one that's about to come out, the Netflix Pop-Tarts movie, which he also is directing.
I'm sorry, what?
So, Seinfeld, you don't know about this? So, Seinfeld...
There's a Pop-Tart movie?
Seinfeld is writing and directing a...
The Jerry Seinfeld.
The Jerry Seinfeld.
Cultural icon Jerry Seinfeld.
The Pop-Tarts are in the movie. yes.
I'm like the funniest person that you know, Chris.
Let's not go crazy.
Chris, I'm so funny.
What the fuck's the name of it?
Pop-Tarts.
No, it's not. Directing, writing credits. Where the fuck's this movie?
I know maybe it's here. A dream.
No, I'm positive.
Maybe it's not.
Is it just called like Toasted? Hold on.
That's weird.
Seinfeld Pop-Tarts. The movie is called Unfrosted. And it comes out on May 3rd. It's coming out very, very soon. And it's about like, it's like a parody of like the biopics, but it's about the battle between Kellogg's and Post. Trying to, like, revolutionize the breakfast pastry. So, like, that and this are, like, the two movies that he's done, which is just insane. But he's, like, the richest comedian and, like, the most influential comedian, like,
of his Jewish people have a lot of pull.
The only thing I know about this movie
is that there's bees.
Yes.
Bees?
But over the past, like, 5-10 years, it became a big, like, online viral, like, joke thing almost. There was the video... I've never watched it because, again, I've avoided B-movie like the plague of it's a video where it's every time the word B is said in the movie. But when it happens, the video speeds up. So we'll watch it after this. So that's all I really knew about it. So I had a preconceived notion that, like, if nobody else is talking about it,
except
ironic internet fucks, then that's probably pretty bad.
That's also part of the problem because, like, I feel like this movie is also, like... symbolistic for like the Jewish community, and
it is.
You're talking about how you have preconceived notions, so you avoided it.
You're coding it that way. I didn't get that read at all. Please elaborate and go on.
Saying, oh, like they're B-ish, you know.
That's just because Seinfeld did it.
Well, yeah, but it's like the Jewish thing.
Yeah, I think I have something written here. Look. This movie is not as bad as I was thinking.
Oh! So you agree with Jillian?
There's a butt coming.
You agree with Jillian?
No. No, I don't. This is one of the wildest pieces of media I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
I have to say that I think that's probably exactly what I expected you to say because of watching your reactions to this movie throughout the movie. Because I've seen most of this with Jillian.
Yeah.
Because I do. I like to sit with her when she watches things and stuff.
Depending on what it is, I just leave the room. I'm like, nope.
Yeah, but you were like, there were points where like, you laughed out loud and you got so mad at yourself for laughing out loud. And you were just like resigned that, okay, this isn't as bad. It's not great, Bob, but like you laughed laughed at Jeanette Chung.
Well, that's like, a funny joke because let me explain myself. Or it just seems like it's wrong. In the B world, everything is B-ified, right? Like there's Larry. Is his name like Larry Sting?
No, it's B Larry King.
That's so fucking lazy. I'm gonna wake her up.
It's B Larry.
How is his name Larry Sting?
It's B. Larry King.
That's stupid.
On BNN.
The B News Network. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's on BNN.
So, on the other news channel, it's, like, a bunch of bees, and they have, like, bee pun names, right?
Yeah.
Like Stung Buzzworth or something. That's not an exact one. I don't remember. So, it's, like, three or four newscasters and Janet Chung. Like, that's... It's funny. That's subverting what, that's what comedy is. It's humor.
Yeah, yeah. Like no, when, yeah, we know. You enjoy it.
So, like, when those things...
I can't believe that you laughed at it.
It's like, those, like, that's funny. But some of the other stuff, it's just wild how this movie, like, this movie's plot, Jillian already laid it out.
Yeah, Jillian laid it out.
Like, that's legitimately what the plot, like, of the movie is. Is, like, he doesn't want to be the type of bee that he is going to be.
So he goes out into the world
and starts talking to a woman, falls in love with her, finds out that what humans are doing to honey, sues humans, wins, and almost, like, kills the world. But, like, that, like, it takes, like, it's a 90-minute movie. It's an animated movie. It's short.
It's great.
To the point.
It's short.
But, like, it takes, like, half the movie
to get to that point.
To get to it. And a lot of it leading up to it is just, I feel like Seinfeld being like, ah, it'd be funny if we did this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they do it, and then the movie just kind of keeps, like, sputtering and puttering. Like, I'm not going to lie, like, the last, like, 15 minutes of the movie, I was totally checked out. I was like, once, like, the human is flying a plane, and, like...
Then the bees come to fly the plane.
Yeah, and then the bee, and then, like, the humans and the bee is, like, slapping each other. Like, I'm like, okay, nope, can't, I cannot condone your buffoonery. Like, I'm out. But the movie does do a good job at, like, building the bee world. And there's enough humor in it for adults where it still feels pretty old and pretty corny. Like, what you imagine Seinfeld for kids would be like.
Yeah.
But it's not... lowest common denominator animated, you know, it's not Food Fight, it's not fucking The Hero of Color City, it's not Happily Ever After, it's not any of that stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's got a pedigree based on the amount of, like,
really talented
people
who are in this movie and work on this
film.
And
they just keep showing up, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
what happens when you're Jerry Seinfeld, you call in all the favors, you know what I mean?
Well, people, I guarantee you have these people... like, answer the phone, and we're like, uh-huh, all right, it's a DreamWorks animated movie, I just gotta, okay, what is it? Jerry Seinfeld and bees?
Okay,
I'm
in.
I should say no, but I just gotta see what's happening here.
I mean, you've got, obviously, Jerry Seinfeld, right? Mm-hmm. Renee Zellweger.
Yep.
Matthew Broderick. Mm-hmm. Patrick Warburton.
Chris Rock.
John Goodman.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Bates.
Yep. Oprah!
Barry Levinson, Larry King was Larry King.
Ray Liotta as himself. Sting as himself.
Oprah
as a judge.
Larry Miller.
Yeah, it's...
Megan Mullaney.
It
Rick
is...
Rick Torn.
One of the first notes I wrote was, I would pay money to see Rip Torn reading lines in a studio as a bee general. Like, the fact that they got him... hunkered down in a room with a set of headphones on and said, Rip, you're a bee general. Go. And, what am I doing here? Like, you know, and he just went and did his thing.
He just did it. He did the damn thing.
It is the nuttiest piece of fucking film I've ever seen. Do you, like, legitimately like it?
No.
But
I can tolerate it.
I'm
indifferent to it.
So,
like,
you're in the same, like, zone as I am.
Like, if I never have to watch this movie again, I'd
be
happy. I know I'm going to have to watch this movie again, so, I mean, I'll tolerate it. Like, there are some things that I find humorous, but I'm also I also grew up watching Seinfeld. I don't think that there's anything that's super offensive about it, like, at all.
No, it's a kid's movie.
It's a kid, but like you said, like, it's not all, like, the lowest common denominator. But it does get, it's ludicrous. And then it just keeps getting more and more ludicrous with everything. Like, the bees are graduating, but it's been 3 days, you know, like, of their life. And, like, you see, like, their life, and then he goes out into the world, and he falls in love with this human. And then he sues the humans for honey, and then there's an actual huge trial.
Yeah, there's a...
And then, like, Sting and Ray Liotta are there. Like, it just keeps building, and it's just bizarre. I'm like, how did this get made? But I'm like, I can't be mad at it.
I can appreciate it because it is a wholly original concept.
Absolutely. Like, you can't... Absolutely.
I do believe there was possibly some controversy, like lawsuits at hand where, like, somebody tried to claim that, Jerry Seinfeld stole the concept of B-movie from him. I'm not 100% positive. I'm looking it up right now. Hold on. Where did B-movie go on my list? I'm in the television section. That's why. B-movie. There it is. And let's look at the lawsuits. Here we go. Yep, two lawsuits were filed. Multiple Swedish animation students sued because they had a concept in 2000 called Babylon.
Babylon.
Like Babylon, but with bees.
Oh, Babylon. Babylon Barry Windham.
Yep. And both lawsuits were rejected. I hope just based off of Babylon's name.
Babylon.
Yeah, and then Legacy in 2015 posted the entire film screenplay spread across Facebook. And then the entire B movie, but every time they say B, it gets faster, was put on YouTube in November 2016. Probably the same day Jillian was fucking born with our luck. And then, yeah, its popularity spawned several variants where the film were edited in unusual ways. And it's just, like...
It's become this cultural thing.
It's something about, like, people...
Being bees.
Well, like, but also, like, that age people group. Like bees. People that grew up, like, we didn't grow up with this movie because the movie came out when we were 20. But, like, people that, like, grew up and now, like, 10 years later that have, like, this disposable access to... make things on the internet have like hooked on to this movie.
It's wild.
And it almost kind of makes sense because this movie is so fucking wild that this would be the wild thing that comes out of it.
Yeah. I agree.
It still has merits. Like, so when he leaves the hive with the pollen jocks and like that sequence where like he's on the job, but then
the tennis ball.
The tennis ball, like that's really really good. And then the car, the car race essentially.
And he, when are you talking about like when he's on the glass?
Yeah.
And he meets Chris Rock Mosquito.
No, I'm talking later. I think
Chris Mosquito.
Was that supposed to be a pun?
No, I just said Chris the Mosquito.
Oh, I thought you said Chris Mosquito. You said it like fused together like you were trying to make a pun.
To say Chris the Mosquito.
Got it. Like, that stretch is really funny. It's really good. And I'm like, cool. And then you get to like look at the humans, and the humans are the most terrifying things I've ever seen. Like, they make the Uncanny Valley...
perspective, yeah.
They make the Uncanny Valley Robert Zemeckis people look normal. Like, they are so exaggerated. Like, Ray Liotta, naturally, at this time in his life, was a pretty big-faced, rubbery dude. And in this movie, it's even fucking worse. And then, like, the first scene where Barry and Vanessa are talking, it is, without question, like, the strangest thing I've ever seen in a kid's movie.
It's strange in regard... The concept of it is strange.
They're both... talking to one another like they are trying to get to fuck the other person or other thing. One of them will be. They're not a person. And he falls in love, and then there's like a dream sequence to the Archie song "Sugar Sugar."
It's all
with the
so
two of
weird.
Them, and I'm like,
it's wild.
It's done in a way where it's like,
could this be real?
It's in a way where it's like, how are they going to get away with these two getting together at the end of the movie? Like, hey. DreamWorks don't give a fuck. DreamWorks had a fucking donkey and a dragon fucking make babies.
Yeah.
DreamWorks tried to get a bee and Renee Zellweger to fuck. I'm sure there's...
Renee would have done
it. I don't remember Monsters and Aliens very well, but I'm sure in that movie, a human tried to stick that Seth Rogen blob up their butt. Like... You really got to get this cough under control because I'm just going to keep being funny and you're not going to know what's going to happen. Be funny. I should speed this up every time we say be. It'd be a much shorter podcast. I'm at a loss for words. Like,
I mean, I think we said everything that needs to be said about it.
Though. No. I have much more to say. Because where the movie, to me, veers off a cliff is... in two parts. When, like, the actual plot kind of kicks in. Like, when the honey plot kicks in, you know, like, things are getting sillier and wilder. And, you know, he's fighting with a guy in a bathroom with a pushpin. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got that. That's when Chris Rock as a mosquito comes into play. The other car scene is when he first, like, sees her in the car, I think. Like, oh, no, that's later in the movie. Earlier in the movie, he's fighting with a fucking car. And then we get B. Larry King. B. Larry King is, like, a reoccurring character in the movie.
Yeah.
Larry King probably had to work on this movie, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
Also because he's slow, so by the time he got to the elevator to the recording studio, like, Larry, it's 3:30, man. I got an hour and a half. I did write B's no Judaism, because B-ism is, or B-ish,
yeah,
is mentioned.
Yeah.
Also, I liked, this is just clever wordplay, but bejesus is really good.
Bejesus.
Well, because it's the actual word bejesus, and is bejesus is a word, but is bejesus, like, in the dictionary?
Bejesus
is in the dictionary, right?
Yeah, I think, okay. I think it's a Scrabble word, let's see.
It's 7 letters, yeah.
Yeah. Bejesus, yeah. Scrabble word.
So when that happens, but then also, like, of course, when the movie turns and, you know, every animated movie has to have, like, the emotional, you know, how is the hero going to save the day? And it's, in this case, like, the world, you know,
yeah,
deteriorating because there's no fucking honey.
Because there's no pollination because the bees. Yeah. But, you know.
And it proves, like, we need honey and blah, blah, blah.
Well, no, we don't need honey. We need bees.
We need bees, yeah.
Because bees do the pollination, but what year did this movie come out?
2007.
Didn't we just have that bee crisis a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Like, this movie was way ahead of its time. Sure. To be quite honest. Like, because people didn't think bees were so integral to our lives, our livelihood, and they are. Look they what are. Happens when yeah. when they just sit on their asses.
Yeah, yeah, look what happens. Bee movie will happen.
Bee movie. Everything dies. I mean, I think it was, like, it was ahead of its time, Chris. I think that you don't give this movie enough credit.
I love reading my notes back to see, like, because normally in my notes, I'm commentating on, you know, the positives and negatives in my opinions and thoughts of the movie.
Sure.
But there are other times when I'm just capturing what is happening to make sure that, like, I'm not forgetting it or missing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And just the sentence, there's now a court case with Bob suing all of the human race and Oprah is the judge. Like, that is a sentence in the world that is factually correct.
Yeah.
Like, that happens.
That's canonical in this world.
But for every funny moment in the movie, like, when he's, like, doing his opening statement and, like, he's, like, buzzing for words and, like, what the fuck? And he's like, I'm just kidding. Like, again, that's a funny, like, concept. It's a very, like, Seinfeldian type thing. Or, like, the helicopter's leaning forward to, like, hear what's being said. Yeah, again, yeah, another, like, funny concept. Then you have, like, legit moments of mass confusion and awfulness. Like, Sting. Like, the whole section with Sting and Ray Liotta. Like, what?
Like, for what reason?
For what reason except to try to pop the adults that are sitting there in the crowd for all this? Like, it's still sort of funny, but it's not, like, there's no congruity to that happening.
Absolutely.
To what the movie is trying to say or do or what the plot in the story is telling you.
Yes.
So I love, but again, like, I say that, like, this movie's a fucking mindfuck. I say that, and then I look down and I remember that in that scene, Ray Liotta has an Emmy, and Barry calls out what the Emmy is for, which is a real thing. Like, it's a legitimate Emmy that Ray Liotta won, I think, for ER, they said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that he just won, like, right before he did the movie. It's like, wait, that's really funny that that's in this movie. That's not for kids. That's barely for adults. That's for me.
Right. It's oh, Jerry Seinfeld was like, who is not going to want to watch this movie? Chris Mullet? Let me write a joke just for him. So when he finally does, he'll know what he's been missing for 20 years.
I have the perfect summation for this movie in this thought. This movie is psychotic in the most okay way.
Yeah. Like, I think that's the best way to describe this movie. Like it's just wild.
It is psychotic, and it's, and sure. Like, I can't be mad at it because this movie could have been bad. It could have, I don't think this movie could have been good, but it could have been bad. There's no actual structure or beats. There are, but they're beats. out of order. They're all over
they're
the
beats.
Place.
They're beats.
As I said, she's flying
they're
a plane.
They're beats.
I hate you.
I got you to laugh, though. They're beats.
Yeah. And then the movie's bookended as well with things that I appreciate. The beginning of the movie, even before the movie starts, is something that I wish more projects did, which is integrate the studio logos within the movie. So the DreamWorks boy, it's like a boy fishing on the moon, right?
Yeah.
Like, he gets, like, fucked with a bee. Like, he falls off the moon. Like, that, I always like when things like that happen. Like, in the old X-Men movies, when the X on the screen was on there for, like, an extra second. We talked about it, I think,
right,
in every X-Men
podcast
we did.
Yeah.
Or there's plenty of other examples where, like, stylistically, they change the logo to kind of match.
To kind of match what's happening.
Whatever the movie theme, is going to be. Yeah. But the fact that this is actually, like, the logo is actually, like, fucked with by the characters. Like, I'm cool with that. And there's, like, tongue-in-cheek narration or whatnot. And then the end of the movie, during the credits, there's, like, this wild-ass song that plays. So we were fast-forwarding through to see, because Jillian's never actually checked to see if there's anything after the credits, and you could have told me there was 900 things at the end of this movie. You could have told me it was a PSA about the importance of bees. You could have told me it was literally just Jerry Seinfeld as a human standing on the screen and just going, bee! And that's it. Like, anything.
You would have believed it.
But instead, it is an original song, if I'm not mistaken, by Matthew Broderick and Jerry Seinfeld singing a song. The name of the song is Thinkin' Bee. It's a bonus track. And, like, at the end of the song, Jerry Seinfeld just starts, like, basically being Jerry Seinfeld and saying, like, no, we're not doing this, and yada, yada, yada. Again, I so regret that we cannot put the song beginning or middle of end, because we'll get another copyright, which we did get. We got, like, several of them lately, so if you're not, I think we're still on Spotify right now, but a bunch of podcasts got flagged again. Enjoy that, hopefully. But, it's like, Seinfeld has such pull and such balls that he can just do whatever he wants. Like, there's no way a studio gave him any notes about this movie.
No way.
And if they did, he's like, I'm not doing it. Like, you know, like, I'm doing what I want to do. And that was the end of it. I mean, right down to the fact that, if I'm not mistaken, the first trailer for this movie, didn't even have any of the animation in it. It was just...
Because wasn't it supposed to be a live action?
No, I think it was always supposed to be an animated movie. But it was Jerry Seinfeld and Chris Rock in bee costumes, like, talking about doing a movie called Bee Movie.
Yeah, that's like, wild.
The more I talk about it...
Everything you tell me, it just gets wilder and wilder.
And it makes me appreciate it more.
Yeah.
Like, this movie gets made today. It is the tamest, most fucking droll, awful fucking thing ever, where you know exactly what's going to happen. Like, I couldn't tell you. I literally thought they were going to be together in the end of the movie. And in a way, they are. In a way, they are a couple. They're in business. They're business partners.
Yeah, they're business partners.
And most business partners fuck on the side.
They probably have a podcast. What's the name of their podcast?
The name of their podcast is Be Good. And it's just each one of them talks about ways to make the world better.
That's lame. That's bad.
I don't bat 1,000. I'm sorry. I was already thinking about one of the other things that was wild in this movie, which is Matthew Broderick stinging John Goodman's lawyer character during the trial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then being hooked up to a honey IV.
And then, so he doesn't die.
Right. He's.
They put a cocktail knife.
Yeah.
In his.
A swizzle stick or whatever it's called.
I don't know what it's called. It's a cocktail knife in his.
Not a cocktail knife. It's like a little
plastic knife.
You stir. It's not a knife.
Yes, it's a little sword thing. It's
for the
olives.
But it's also a stirrer, isn't it? Like, so you stir the drink
with.
But
it's really more for, like, the accoutrement.
Oh, you know what the fuck this is called, then, so I know which one of us is being totally crazy. Cocktail.
It's the movie.
Sword.
Yeah, it's the cocktail sword.
It is called
a cocktail sword.
It's a pick. It's a cocktail pick.
Okay.
Normally in the shape of a sword.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was saying.
As... Fuck this fucking... Alright, now we're royally off the rails.
Oh, no.
The top, like, besides just being able to purchase them ad nauseum.
Oh, gosh.
The top thing is, what happened to cocktail swords from the Ask an American Reddit page 11 months ago?
Oh, jeez.
And, that's all I'm gonna fucking...
The bees are hoarding them so that way they could sting us all and then not die. They could sting
John Goodman's fat ass as a lawyer.
And then not die by putting... Like, but that's, like, honestly... I mean, there are some things that are, like, biologically wrong with this movie. Because that bee...
Fuck you! That bee would not... Don't you dare!
That bee would not... It's not like... Like, the sword wouldn't do anything because the stinger, like, pulls all their insides out when it comes out, doesn't it? Isn't that why they die?
Samantha.
What? Samantha. Also, male mosquitoes don't drink blood. Only female mosquitoes drink blood. So this, Chris's rock mosquito wouldn't drink blood.
This is normally my lane, and I'm telling you right now, you need to get off this exit.
Oh, man.
Don't be looking at B-movie like this, or else you will go down a fucking... If there is a CinemaSins for B-movie, we're going to spend... Samantha wants to stay up to midnight to listen to Taylor Swift album. I'm going to tell you it's barely going to happen, because you're hardly awake right now.
Well, no, but I could take a power nap and then wake up.
You already
up.
Did earlier.
Yeah, I could take
then
another...
you're not going to sleep at all.
I could take another power nap. Sleep's overrated. I could take another
power
nap.
We'll just spend the next 2 hours watching everything we can about B-movie on YouTube.
No, I think I'm okay. I'd rather take a two-hour nap and then wake up in time to listen to Taylor's album. I think that's more so my speed, buddy.
By the way, I want to tell everybody, if you did not know, of course, we're part of Arcade Audio. One of the shows on our network, and my favorite show on our network, RJ Hates Rap, is back. And... In honor of that, I'm trying to go back and listen to every episode from the show from beginning to end. I'm like 15 through. There's like 180 episodes. So if I have B-R-J-E right now, big RJ energy, that is why.
Oh, please. I hope nobody ever says that ever. I hope that does not become a thing.
Oh, it won't be a thing.
Happy birthday, RJ.
100% not. Is this a birthday today?
No, it's on the 22nd.
Of April?
Yes. Earth Day.
Yes, there's a joke there somewhere.
I know.
MVP and LVP. Was there anything else about the movie before we get into performances?
No.
I mean, we didn't talk specifically about the ending because Jillian talked about it, that she wishes, and I think that was a very, like, sentient point to her, was...
Jillian is, like, the most brilliant person in the world.
Oh, no, I was, like, 95% serious that I could replace you on this show with her.
Shut the fuck up. So skewed because every movie she would give is a 10. A 10.
She's not going to give Captain Phillips a 10.
No, she will, guaranteed. And she'll
maybe that one because I'll look at me. Yeah.
Yeah, and she'll just do the whole that. She'll just do that the whole time. You think my gimmicks drive you crazy? Just wait, because I bet you that's what all Jillian would do. She'd be look.
It would literally
look
turn
at,
into
look at me, look at
instead of RJ Hates Rap. It would be look Jillian loves all movies, and yeah. It's just me being like no. Jillian, we are watching Geely. Like, this movie sucks. She's like, yeah, but I like Turkey Time. That's a bad thing to say.
I'll abstain from the podcast just so that I can listen to that.
But at the end of the movie, like, when there's insects at law, and there's a really solid joke about lawyers being bloodsuckers. Because, of course, Chris Rock comes in as a mosquito.
Yeah.
But, the end of the movie does feel like rushed to me, and like once they like save the day and they fix the world and they have this like little law office, it's like a almost like a 90-second, like 2-minute little like, well, we're all done here type of thing.
Yeah.
Like I wish we got like this movie is so off the wall. We could have gotten some more quick hits about like some of the different cases they're helping, because there is a lot of like Easter eggs and background stuff in the movie where you do get, you know, jokes and thrown at you at a mile a minute.
Yeah.
We could have gone for more there instead of Patrick Warburton like yelling again, which is a rare thing for me to complain about. But because
this movie's changed.
Well, because we're getting an MVP and LVP, and he is on my list because he always brings it. He's so funny in this movie.
He's so funny.
He's really, really good. I was expecting him to be more of an antagonist.
What? Like, I just love, like, some of his reactions that he had.
And he's also the rare animated human in this movie that I feel like was animated appropriately. Like, that's exactly what that guy should look like.
Yeah. Absolutely is.
So he was one on my list. I mean, I think you have to mention Seinfeld here. Like...
I honestly, yeah, sure. But honestly, I don't think he made that. It could have been any other comedian from that time.
So I disagree because I thought he would be a distraction. And I thought he brought some genuine warmth and his humor into the character where it felt different than... It felt genuine in himself, just in the same way like Jack Black as Kung Fu Panda does. Or, you know, these animated like lead characters more often than not are extensions of whoever they've picked to be that character dialed up for a child. And I had no idea how Seinfeld was going to translate in that regard. And I think he translates really, really well. I mean, he would probably be my vote. But you're never going to get me to argue with Patrick Warburton as well. In that he was, every time he was in a scene, he was funny. And was escalating things in an appropriate way. And I think he was underused in the overall scope of the film. The other one I have was John Goodman, because he always fucking goes for it. John Goodman's never bad in anything.
He was great.
I mean, it's not a big stretch for him to just be a fat, loud, you know, attorney.
Yeah.
But still. So I'll leave the ball with the B on it in your court for MVP.
I don't disagree with any of the arguments that you made. But I think we should go with B. Larry King.
It's not. B. Larry King is on my LVP list because he's just Larry King and I'm tired of seeing Larry King. I just finished watching The People vs. O.J. Simpson and I just had to deal with him.
I love Patrick Warburton in this. I think
he
does it really well and I don't think anyone else could have brought that same energy to that character and made it be the antagonist, but I don't think anybody left it like hating the character or the performance, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with it. He was on my list.
It's like, he's a bee. Like, why is this bee living my life?
Why is this bee living my life?
Yeah, I really appreciated what
he did. We're going to go with Patrick Warburton. That's his second MVP. Congratulations to Patrick Warburton for joining the,
What was his first one for?
I believe Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, that makes sense.
Or Kronk's New Groove, one of the two. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, so Patrick Warburton joins the list here. He's right under Denzel Washington.
One of these things is not like the other.
All right, LVP. Who did... Jillian said it was Barry, right? She picked Barry Benson.
No, she picked Vanessa as the MVP.
Oh, right, that's right.
As Vanessa.
Perfect segue. No.
She's
on my LVP list. Renee Zellweger, I'm not a huge fan of to begin with. But she's not a voice actor. We've talked about this
a lot.
She's
not an actor.
No, I mean, she's one of the few people on this planet that have multiple best actor or actress wins. She has two Academy Awards.
For what?
She has one for Judy. Actually, I think the other one's supporting. But still, she has a best actress for Judy, and she has a best supporting actress for Cold Mountain, I think. And she has multiple nominations besides. I think she's nominated for Bridget Jones. I think she was nominated for Jerry Maguire. I think she was nominated for Chicago. I'm just going to see. Renee Zellweger might be one of our best living actresses. But if she's in a studio...
I like to look at her face.
Well,
maybe I like how her voice, you know?
So I'm the opposite. Well, but I'm not. I don't like her face either. Because also, it's just constantly changing. She's like a human anamorph. And in this, it was hard because it was the animated face, which was horrific to look at. She has two Academy Awards, and she's been nominated for, she's nominated for Bridget Jones, she's nominated for Chicago back-to-back year. Oh, she had 3 years in a row! She had Bridget Jones, she had Chicago, and then she finally won for Cold Mountain. And then I don't think she got a nomination for Jerry Maguire.
You know what? Fuck her.
Why?
I don't know.
She went through a lot, man, because she had to battle her way back. I mean, she's gone again. But, she's nominated 4 times for Academy Awards. So there is one I'm missing, which is... I'm going to find it. Hold on. Where is the Oscar section? Academy Awards. There it is. Judy. Duh. She won 2. So she's batting 500, which is... she's batting 50% there, which is impressive. So she's on my list because her cadence just doesn't work with the character. Like, she has that argument later on in the movie with Patrick Warburton, where I feel like she's trying to, elevate to his level and just comes off as, really, really off-putting in terms of, like, the volume and the tone she's going for. So, she's on my list. She's ultimately not my pick, though. I do have B. Larry King on my list, but he also is not my pick. I also have Oprah on my list, because I'm like, why? Like, why did it have to be Oprah? There's not even a joke about Oprah. Like, it's just Oprah.
Yeah, it's just Oprah. Oprah's a judge.
You could have gotten Judge Judy. You could have gotten anybody. You could have gotten Whoopi. You could have gotten, I don't know, name an actress. You could have gotten them to be that. Why'd have to be fucking Oprah? That's not selling tickets.
It could be. People love Oprah.
My pick is Barry Levinson as Barry's dad. He was fucking annoying.
Yeah.
And I felt like they were...
I agree with Jillian. I didn't like the parents at all.
Yeah, I didn't like the parents at all. And he would... I mean, Kathy... I didn't even recognize Kathy Bates' voice.
I didn't recognize her.
When I saw it was Kathy, I'm like, who's Kathy Bates? And I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, well, then who's the dad? And I was like, Barry Levinson, the director? Why?
For no reason.
Like, it could have been more impactful if you had somebody that actually was a decent actor and not known like for his directing.
Like, Eugene Levy could have done that.
Sure, because
he could have done that real well.
They were definitely going for a Jewish stereotype.
Yeah, yeah, Eugene Levy, call him up. What was he doing? What year is it?
Also, you can animate some bigger eyebrows on a bee. That'll be hysterical.
That would have been... Jerry Seinfeld, you missed the mark, buddy. You've lost a whole point on this movie.
I also thought that Matthew Broderick was totally underutilized and unnecessary.
That could have been anyone.
When it started, I was that like... That could have been anybody. Honestly, you know what I think it was? I think Seinfeld wanted that song in the credits and was like, well, we got to get Matthew Broderick for it. He's the, you know, the preeminent Hollywood Broadway guy at the time. Because I saw it, I was like, God, that sounds like Matthew Broderick. And then it was Matthew Broderick, and I was like...
It didn't need to be Matthew Broderick, though. Yeah, it could have been anybody.
Yeah, so all those things aside, we're going with Barry Levinson.
Yeah.
Okay, Barry Levinson as the senior Benson is our vote there. So, what the fuck else on B-movie?
Nothing else. We've talked so much.
We have exhausted the concept of B-movie.
I didn't think we were going to make it this far.
I didn't know how long, honestly, so if this is the first time you're listening to the show, thank you for sticking with this episode, mostly just because, you know, structurally it's all over the place, because we wanted to...
Include our daughter.
Include Jillian, she really wanted to do it.
Yeah.
We've done it on a longer stretch for a while. Also, thank you for sticking with us, because it sounds like Samantha is doing 9 pounds of cocaine on the show.
I'm so sorry, I can't,
You're supposed to be getting better.
I know, I have 3 more days of medicine. I don't know what to tell you. So call before the storm. I don't know.
Take better care of yourself, and then this wouldn't have happened the way that it's happened.
Okay.
Thank you. I love you.
Fuck off.
You nominated this fucking movie.
I did.
Oh,
for Jillian.
I will score it first. Look, this is one of the...
I can't believe what's going to come out of your mouth.
Weirdest things.
I can't believe what's going to come out of your mouth right now.
I mean, what's going to come out of my mouth is the number 5.
Yeah, it's mine too.
Like, it has
to...
Like,
it has to be.
This movie is the epitome of a 5.
Because it's so...
I almost went 5.5.
It's honestly so intriguing because it's just so off the wall. But then it's B-movie. Like... yeah, I don't know what else to say on that topic.
It is, honest to God, impressive still that this movie can be as palatable of a time
as it was.
That it is.
Yeah.
That being said, sure. It doesn't. It's not. It's that's not an indictment, and that's not a recommendation. Yeah, it's like B-movie. It's just B-movie.
It is what it is. It's like, that's just, it is. It is.
It's the perfect
it is.
Fucking
that's
way
what it, sure.
to put it.
I don't know what else to say.
If we say anything else, I think we're doing B-movie a disservice.
Yeah.
All
right, so I nominated it, so now you get to nominate 2 movies.
Correct, and I'm just double checking. I might pivot here.
Oh, no.
Well, I had an idea, and I may go with something else. I know we already did that. Because I'm basically calling my shot because I specifically want to watch something.
Do it.
But I don't fucking trust you with the same token.
Okay.
because
these always work out the best for me, so I'm excited to hear it.
Well, all right, I'm just gonna fucking do it. So there is a movie coming out this summer that I'm very excited to go see.
Uh-huh.
And I want to revisit its predecessor, because I don't know if it is a spiritual sequel or if it is a legitimate sequel. And because I want to watch it so bad, I have to nominate something that I'm for sure you don't want
to
watch.
Oh, boy. So just get ready to watch that, whatever right. it is, because you're building it up way too much.
So
why would I ever want to do it?
I'm nominating Twister or Sand Sharks.
What Sand Sharks?
I don't remember. It is a movie I got from a Big Lots or a Dollar
it
Tree.
It sounds like it's not a movie that we're supposed to own, Chris.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It just sounds terrible.
It's not like I went down the street and go, hey, look at that sand shark over there.
Oh, my God. The residents of a small town team up to kill a group of evolved sharks that could swim in sand and are terrorizing local beaches. Oh, man, Chris. I don't know.
Oh, this movie. This is the one that has Brooke Hogan in it.
Oh, man. I really want to watch this so bad. But I'll go with Twister.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You never know. I mean, we could, the next time we have the pick 'em off list, it could be the number for Sand Sharks right away. It's got a better chance of coming up than a lot of other things now. So so Twister will be coming up here in the next few weeks. We have, as of this press date, watched Top Gun, and we'll be watching Top Gun Maverick tomorrow from when we're recording this, which is Thursday, April 18th. And then we'll get knock out Prince of Egypt and Captain Phillips soon afterwards. And then we finally have a bit of a light, normal slate as we enter the summer movie season.
I love it.
So thank you for listening to this week's episode of Married Movies. We encourage you to go to arcadeaudio.net for this podcast and the others on our shows.
Sorry.
Facebook.com/MarriedMovies, at MarriedWMovies on Twitter, MarriedMovies@gmail.com. Let us know what you think of the show. Patreon.com/ArcadeAudio for bonus content. I finally started to edit some of the backlog stuff. I started with Podswoggle stuff first, but I'll hopefully be getting around to the Neil Breen stuff sooner rather than later. And you can find me at your host, Malt38, on Instagram. For you?
At JamWithYourSam.
And, yeah. That's gonna do it for B-Movie. I'm excited to finally watch this YouTube video I've wanted to watch for a very long time.
Let's do it.
Let's end the show then.
For Mullet.
This is Mullet.
Signing out for this week's episode of Married with Movies. We'll catch you next time on our couch.
/ the movies. Oh, B. You know what? It's kind of like a B movie of animated movies. Like a B movie, like a, you know, like not a good.
You're a B movie of animated movies.
Fuck, I was like, you're a B movie, and I was going to get really offended. I'm not. I'm an A+ movie.
Something.
I'm the godfather of people.
No, you're not.
I'm closer to the B movie of people.
You're way closer to the B movie.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.